from?
It's Claire Freeman at Murrayfield Rink, just a few moments after the game has finished for Manchester Storm. A difficult weekend for Manchester Storm, and they had the chance for 4 points. They came away one because we headed to penalty shots here at Edinburgh Capitals. Caps took the win of 3-2 at a penalty shootout with captain Trevor Johnson, number 44. Congratulations on your captaincy, only named a couple of weeks ago. And also got your first goal tonight. Difficult game here in that, you know, there was no stopping. There was no time to breathe. There were times when I could not look. I tell you, I looked through peeping of my eyes. How did it feel for you?
Well, we're obviously really disappointed with the loss. We've had a tough weekend, and I said it to the guys before, we have to just get back to reality. Sometimes when you win three in a row, you got to get back to ground level, and I thought we competed hard. We were in the games. They could have went either way both nights, so the positive is that a little bit of disappointment in overtime, but we're right there, so I think we're learning.
There seemed to be, with Edinburgh Capitals, their netminder, Travis Fullerton, there was a reason that he was named the Elite League Player of the Week. Every time, I'd love to see the stats for shots on goals for you guys, because you were absolutely getting there, but it just wasn't going through. How do you work with a problem and a netminder like that?
Yeah, I said to the guys before the game and in between periods, we have to get, obviously, pucks on net, the same old cliche, guys to the net, but you know what? Sometimes you just get bounces when that happens, and you get lucky or you don't get lucky. Like even my shot, I've had a ton of shots, and Taylor Dickin was right in front of the goalie, so he obviously couldn't see it. That's the only reason it went in, right? That's the only way you can score on these guys. So I think you saw probably two of the best goalies, I think, in the league. I haven't seen them all, but those are two really good goalies playing tonight. So,
well, there's no doubt that people got their money's worth at this game, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we look at the 3-on-3 overtime, as it's supposed to be, a bit of an interesting kind of curveball there. We were all obviously learning the rules, the exceptions, so to speak, because there was that power play in the very, very last second for Darian Dzinski at the end of the third period. I mean, were you guys kind of prepared for that kind of scenario? Because we as fans weren't.
Well, I wasn't prepared to get a penalty with 5 seconds left. Yeah. That was tough. But it is what it is, and you know, we just adjusted. We knew that it was, if we get a penalty there, we know it's 4-on-3. So it's not possible to go 3-on-2. So we know it's 4-on-3. We did a great job killing it, and usually if you kill those, you get the momentum back, and there wasn't enough time left. So, and the ice was, you know, it gets bad, and then, you know, things, whatever happens, happens. And then the shootout, it can go either way. So, I don't know. I mean, we're disappointed because that's the way we are this year. You know, it's obviously a totally different team this year. Like, if you saw the guys come off the ice, I think you did. We're really disappointed in what happened.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just the culture that we have. We just got to learn from it. It's okay. It's early in the season. But again, we're disappointed with 1 point, for sure.
Let's talk about some of the positives. I mean, someone like number 15, Mario Trabuco, really seemed to stand out this weekend. There were times where on the ice he really showed his leadership, and when things started to take a bit of a turn, his way of dealing with something was, well, the only way we can right that wrong is we put a puck in the back of the net. I mean, have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, he's a really, actually, not a lot of people know Mario. He's a really funny guy. He's probably the funniest guy on the team for sure. So, but he's got a demeanor that nothing really rattles him. So he can take a joke, and I think that goes on the ice too. So when things happen, things are high intensity. Like, he scored a huge goal in the shootout there. That was he's in a tough spot there two times in a row. He scored a huge goal to keep us alive, and then he almost scored again. So his play, like I said before, he's the smartest guy probably on our team. You won't notice him as much on the ice. He's not flashy, but he's got a great release. And if he gets a chance, he's going to score. And it hurts not having Bizanet there, obviously, but that's what a team is. They had injuries. Biz was on the bench. He did a heck of a job. And I thought Adam Harding did a good job too.
Yeah, Adam Harding stepped up, didn't he, to cover Biz. What is the situation with Matt Bissonnette? He was injured during yesterday's game against Brayhead.
Yeah, for me, and we don't really know anything at all right now, because he's seen the doctor this morning, But again, I don't really know anything that's going on with that. So hopefully, last I heard is hopefully might be playing next weekend, but they don't know. They're taking all the precautions for him, for sure.
Well, he's just saying there, as he was walking past us, it was painful watching, knowing that he couldn't help today.
Yeah, he said when I scored, he got excited and then it was sore. So I felt bad. I said, thanks, buddy, but... You know what? It is what it is. We have a great team. The guys are all sticking together. Nobody's negative, because it's easy to get negative when you have a long weekend and things don't go your way and stuff. But it's a sign of a good team, good leadership. And, hey, there's always next weekend.
Talking of leadership, with your C on your shirt made out of sticky tape at the moment, but yeah, that will be rectified. When you go into the locker room, or you get on the coach now with guys after a weekend or a game like this, what do you say to them?
I say just learn from your mistakes. And I'm the first one to be critical of my game. So I said it before in an interview with Sam. I'm not a real loud guy. I won't call guys out. I just don't believe in that anymore, and it just gets old after a while. I think positive criticism is always the way to go. But I have to be on my game. I have to be playing my best, and if I'm not, then I'm letting the guys down. So if I can lead by example, hopefully the rest of the guys will follow. But you know what? Like, this team is really professional. I don't think I've seen it. Like, guys are really serious about their game, serious about their lifestyles, what they eat. These guys are really healthy, and I think that'll pay off in the long run, for sure.
Okay, well, safe travels back to Manchester.
You too. Thank you very much.